欢迎收听可可英语独自双语节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以获取更多其他节目哦。来聊聊快速提高幸福感的一些小方法。 Set an alarm and not just for waking up， 设个闹钟，它不仅是为了喊你起床。 Since sleep and mood are linked， Robin says folks who struggle with turning out a light may benefit from a bedtime alarm. For many people, an alarm really helps. They just need that trigger, she says. Although I have heard of people who use an app where it chimes every once in a while to remind you to be mindful.Nothing would drive me crazier than a random chime going on my phone. But whatever works for you. 睡眠和情绪息息相关。Robin 表示，那些晚上总是熬夜的人也许能够从睡前闹钟受益。他说，对很多人而言，一个闹钟真的很有帮助。这些人需要闹钟来提醒他们，也有人使用 App 来提醒他们。不过我受不了这个。随机响起的闹钟会让我有想要丢掉手机的欲望。不过只要对你有用，随便你用哪个都可以。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎添加我的个人微信安夏的拼音加上数字3210。